Let's talk summer festivities, whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding. Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're Scrubbing In, and it's a Thursday episode, and we have Lele Pons on the podcast today. If you don't know Lele, she has her hand in everything. She's an actor. She's a singer. She's a dancer. She's a social media personality and creator. I don't know if there's anything she hasn't done. So we are going to be chatting with her today, and we're so excited. So we'll get right into that. All right, everybody. Today, Scrubbing In, we have Lele Pons joining us.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
I went to introduce you, and I was like, she's a singer. She's a dancer.
I don't know what I am.
Yeah, what do you say?
I don't know who I am anymore.
But you know what? You don't need to define yourself. Because you don't.
Someone who likes to entertain.
Yeah, you don't need to. You don't need to box yourself. Unbox. Everybody needs to unbox themselves. Like, you don't have to just be one thing. You can be many things.
But I like entertainer because I think you do that on every platform you do. You're an entertainer.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, you're so funny. You're so talented. For people who, I don't know how they couldn't know who you are, but people who don't know, where did you start? Like, what was it that brought you to this level of fame?
Vine, which is so, like, every single time someone is like, I've watched it when I was a little girl on Vine. I was like, how old are you? They're like, 21. And I was like, wow, you, because if you think about it, Vine was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it was a long time. So everybody was like, you know, 12 and 13. Now they're all grown up. So I'm like, you know, I'm honored to have been in the Vine train because it opened a lot of things. Like, even TikTok is influenced by Vine. Mm-hmm. And after Vine, when, you know, left, Instagram started being, you know, reels and videos started like happening. And then a lot of the Viners became great YouTubers, you mm-hmm. know, Liza Koshy, David Dobrik, all like a lot of them.
Did you feel like, did you have one video that went viral? Like, was it one video that went viral and then everything beyond there took off? Or was it like a couple of viral hits?
I don't think any video that I can remember went viral. It just, I posted 2 times a day every single day, you must have seen it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, when you post so much and one of them's go to the popular page, you see it. You know what I mean? But I was just so consistent. It wasn't just one video that became popular and then everybody started following me. It was so slow, such a slow process, which is like, that's when people ask me, how did you get where you got? I can't say overnight. It took me 10 yeah. years, exactly 10 years to get where I am, you know?
I don't think people realize the how much work goes into the consistency of posting. I think people just see you once you're at a certain level and they're like, that was so easy. That was so overnight. And you're like, are you kidding? I've worked my ass off to get here.
No. You have to be careful with the content that you make. You have to be careful that you don't copy. Well, before, now you can copy anybody because it's TikTok. Yeah. But before, if you copied any idea, you would be, you know, like, that, you know?
Yeah.
So it was very important to create an idea that no one has seen before, when to post, what type of audience you want to entertain, the message, the music, the editing. I mean, honestly, you know, many people say like, that's not a talent, of course, but to be able to move, let's say 40 million or any million people mm-hmm. to follow you and see you is sort of a talent.
No, for sure. Oh my God. Like my entire, anything I do on TikTok is like reposting somebody's cool audio and like just uploading videos that I have that are like nothing, like just videos that I took.
I think there's so many talented people and you know, many in on TikTok and everywhere, you know, being an influencer. Yes. It people don't see it as traditional, but I know so many talented people because of how they work. Logan Paul's one of them, you know, I know so many and people don't give them credit because obviously, you know, the way that we are, we're just like all over the place. We're not that private, you know?
Yeah.
But it is a talent, what they do and what everybody does. And I feel like anybody these days could, you know, if they put their mind to it, they are asked like, so like people these days with what they're doing with TikTok that you see it, all of them, almost all of them are so talented in their own way. It's not because they sing good or they dance good. It's because they're able to influence. And when you're able to influence, how did you do that? You know?
Yeah. Do you, when you, cause you said you kind of everything's out there. Have you had to navigate that line of like privacy versus what you share? Or like, has it always just been, I put everything out there. This is me. This is who I am. This is everything going on. Or was there, did you have a moment at any point where you were like, oh, maybe I don't want everything out there?
Oh man. I think that most of my life, like that I can remember, like from 16, I've been so open and so public, a public figure that I don't know what privacy is anymore. It's like the Kardashians, you know, you know everything about them.
And, yeah.
And they definitely, we are definitely all private in like, when it comes to like, maybe you argued with your boyfriend, you're going through something with your family. Yes, those things. But who I am, my body, what I'm going through, my mental health, the people I surround myself with, my friends, everything is out there. You know who I am.
Yeah, I do want to talk about your cellulite photos because I want to talk about like when you first posted the first one that you did, was it hard or like, what was that conversation like in your head?
I was like, this is so normal. You know what I mean? Like who, I know so many girls even that work out and still have cellulite. It's a genetic thing. My mom has it. My grandma has it. You know, I can reduce it with massage, but I can't eliminate it. So I'm like, if people don't like it, then you're not liking millions of people now. You know, it's not because it's not about me. It's not that I have cellulite. It's about that it should be normal.
No, yeah, I know, you know, but I feel like it's easy. You take like an app and you can just swipe it off. You know what I mean? And I think that's what that's
oh,
what
I've done that.
Right.
Many yeah.
times. But I'm saying, when did it flip? Like, when did this?
Maybe you see it. I don't know. Well, let me see if you can see it. But like, for example, like, wait, well, now you can't see it because I've been doing like other things. But like, for example, like I have a huge bump here. You haven't seen like this.
That's where, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
That's where mine is too.
I have it too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a huge bump. And obviously right now I'm a little tan and that often helps. But when I'm white and I'm pale, you see more.
Yeah.
You definitely see more.
Or like, you know, depending on where the light's hitting or if you're in a dressing room and
at the gym, actually it's the worst.
Well, no, but I was saying like, you were saying you used to Photoshop them and used to like get rid of it. And like, when was that tipping point for you where you're like, I'm done doing that?
I was like, because I saw a video of me in Coachella, and it was me just like doing something normal. And I saw, my God, I was like I had a lot of cellulite. The lighting was off. The lighting was pointing up and down, mm-hmm. which is one of the worst lightings. And I was like, before this goes viral, before somebody can be like, look, she has cellulite, I should do it. You know, mm-hmm. I should do it because, and I saw it and I was like, this is normal. And I don't, and I saw a couple comments being like, this is, and I was like, no. These comments are not true. This is normal. Because they were like, it's not normal to have that many cellulite. And I was like, no, if it's genetic, if it doesn't matter. Yes, I should work out more and everything. But sometimes, you know, you go through stuff and you gain weight and you gain more cellulite. And I'm somebody that everybody is different.
Yeah. You know,
for me, in this case, I gain weight super fast, mm-hmm. but I lose it super fast because of my metabolism. But I gain it very fast, you know? Mm-hmm. So I can be 1 week, I gain 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. And the next, I lose 3, you know? Depending if I'm working out and if I'm eating right. I usually, for a month or 2 months, in March and April, which is when I was going through some stuff, in March and April, I ate pasta, sodas, chocolate every single day, you know? And I gained weight. Then I told, you know, Diana, who trains me, and I was like, you have to help me lose it, you know, because I gained it so fast. I got to lose it, you know. So what do? I work out. I eat healthy. I do cellulite massage. So all that combined for 2 months, every single day, one day that you rest, mm-hmm. it does help me, my body, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And also it's very important because people might say that, you know, we can't afford a personal trainer. What I used to do, I would see Insanity. I don't know if you ever mm-hmm. heard of that. Insanity. I would go and see online workouts, eating healthy. What is eating healthy? And rest. So important. You have to get your 8 hours because when you rest, I don't know if you noticed, you kind of, it's like your body's still working.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. So that's important.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Did you feel like, because you have so many people and young people looking up to you and, you know, would be considered a role model for so many, like when you talk about your body image and how you gain weight and lose weight and how that fluctuates, do you feel a certain sense of pressure to talk about that and be honest with it? Or have you just kind of been like, this is what I want to share. This is what's important to me. And I want to be open and honest about it.
I'm super honest about it. People, you know, it's so crazy. People have their opinions about my body. Mm-hmm. I, you know, 2 months ago, you did your, you had surgery on your body. And I'm like, guys, I'm so open about my surgery. Yeah. If I'm going to do it, which I will when I have a baby, after I have a baby, I would love to do it, but I'm not doing it right now. You know, they like to put things in your, like they like to label you.
Yeah.
As, you know, she can't lose weight in 2 months. Well, I'm so different from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people, I'm going to say who, Hannah, eats everything she wants and doesn't gain weight, you know?
Yeah.
That's who she is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm someone that I eat a lot. I love to eat. I gain weight and I lose it fast. That's mm-hmm. who I am. You know, everyone's different and you shouldn't be, oh, because she's skinny in 2 months, she did something.
Mm-hmm.
Or because, you know, she's not skinny here, she did another thing. Or because her butt got bigger because it's fat, you know, she did her butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's always like, oh, you did your butt this and you did the butt that. Oh my God, your boobs are bigger here. Now they're smaller. Did you get a boob reduction? No. Like they judge so much. So I'm someone that posts stuff like this, that I show my cellulite, that I show the workouts that I do. And I'm like, this is the real body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is how it is. Take it or whatever you want to do with it. So.
Yeah. I think it's really important that you do that. I don't think people are used to seeing cellulite or real bodies because we're told that that's not sexy and that's not pretty. And it's such a lie because it's what our bodies look like. And some people might genetically not have cellulite. Like that just might be that's not something that they even have to think about. And that's totally fine. But I think it's so important to normalize. And especially with someone with a huge platform like you, I think it's really cool that you have, you know, shared that. And I know sometimes it's so normal, like you said. I know you said when you were thinking about posting it, it's so normal. But there is a sense of fear that comes with posting those things.
That's so important because guess what? I've been editing my pictures my whole life.
Yeah.
So all those years I had fear because it gets to a point that people really judge you if you're not perfect.
Yeah.
And people are scared of that because we live in a society that we pinpoint everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she looks like this. Oh, she looks like that. You know? So the last thing you want is to read the comments and be like, look, you got fat. Look, you have said that. Look, you did this. But then it gets to a point, and it got to a point for me, that I started not caring about what people thought of me physically.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I did it. You know, you get to a point, but that's your mm-hmm. brain. When you realize it, because I'm not going to say you should start right now, because many people don't have the mentality right now that I have, but that's because mm-hmm. I've gone through a lot, you know? Yeah. They said, because you know what, once they say the worst about you, you're like, well, what?
Yeah, what can be worse than that? Yeah.
I'm just going to go with it, you know? So, but it's true. And you know what? I understand completely, because I was one of them, someone that, you know, would edit. And I still do. I still do edit some stuff. I do.
Yeah.
And I choose sometimes what to show and what not to show, because I'm going to do it slowly, mm-hmm. you know? And that's so important, not to just, you know?
Yeah. And I also think you're so right. I think when you have the mentality of like, I'm ready to post this and not care if anyone yeah, even says anything, ready. But some people are like, some people get there and then they want to tell other people like, it's so easy. It's so normal. Just be yourself. But people are like, I'm not ready to hear the criticism yet. Yeah. So yeah. That's
it's
a really good point.
Normal. It's when you decide, when you're ready to actually get the negative comments and understand and actually accept that you will get bad comments.
Yes.
Have that on your mind. Then you're ready.
Yes.
When you accept that. I posted that picture being like, let me have it. Right.
Yeah. Well, I recently came out with my girlfriend. We've been together for 4 years and we just came out, I guess, a month ago. And
that's amazing.
Thank you. And I had to be ready to feel like handle the comments for people who were like, I disagree with whatever, you know, whatever it comes with. And that's how I knew I was ready, because I was like, what's the worst they can say? You know, I've read it on other people's posts, whatever. But I wanted me to bring up the topic. Your dad, I saw you posted about your dad, and your dad is gay and he celebrates Pride Month. What's that been like? Has that been your whole life, or with your, like, has your dad been out since you were young, or what's that been like?
I was 7 years old.
Okay.
He's been out. Yeah. Yeah. Since I was 10 years old, I found out, he's been out. It's like my best friend, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, hasn't changed anything. In fact, he's been the best dad I could have ever asked for. I feel like we understand more because he's gay. He understands me more.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly.
Thank God. Yeah. He's not a jealous. He's not a overprotective father.
Yeah.
He understands everything. He gives me advice. It's, my God, that's all I want. And I feel like when I posted that picture, I, again, didn't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Was that the first time you talked about it publicly?
No.
Oh, okay.
I did it on my docuseries.
Oh, okay.
I said it there. And when I did it, you know, the response, thank God we live a little bit better than 20, 30 years ago, you know, when mm-hmm. everybody was more close-minded. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you read comments, thank God, about someone being, you know, like against lesbians or gay people, mm-hmm. there's others that defend you without you defending yourself.
Yes, that's true.
That's the good thing.
Yes.
These days.
And that's
a big community.
It yeah. really is. And it's a community that even allies fight so hard for people, because they're like ready to stand in. And they're like, I can't personally know what this feels like, but I've got your back. And that's a really cool thing to experience. So I'm glad you have like an army behind you as well that are going to defend you till the end, which I know probably feels good and makes you feel a little bit braver when you're posting vulnerable things.
Yeah.
I think the end of the day, though, I think everybody believes there's a right and a wrong. You know what I mean? Like, everybody that spews so much hate on social media, at least, they believe there's a right and a wrong, and that their way is right and your way is wrong. And that's just not the reality of life. Like, there is no right or wrong. My right is your wrong. Your wrong is my right. You know what I mean? And that's okay. It is mm-hmm. what it is. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody's just so hateful and just thinks that their way, it's their way or the highway. And it's just like, it's just not, that's not the reality of life.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we got to this place of like,
well, social media gives people, everyone, a platform to have their opinion, and how they express it is sometimes unfortunately up to them.
I'm gonna be honest. I feel like, you know, quarantine has a lot to do with it. When quarantine happened, a lot of people had a lot of inner anger. A lot was going on. What's the best way to let it out?
And yeah.
Make other people feel what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. You're making them feel bad, so they have a little more pain, you know,
yeah.
like you have. So I think that people got very sensitive. Like, you mm-hmm. can't do a movie like White Chicks anymore.
Mm-mm.
You yeah. can't. Like,
right.
you can't, because everybody's really sensitive with everything that happens, you know? and everybody, you know, it got to a point that everybody loves to hate. It's a trend.
Mm-hmm.
When you see someone posts something and the one meme comment has the most likes out of everybody, you know? Yeah. So I see that and I'm just like, you know, and that's why I've moved a little bit away from that. Mm-hmm. I don't post as much anymore. I'm not in LA anymore. I surround myself with other people that are not influencers because I can't do that for my mental state. I need to be present. Mm-hmm. I can't be checking all the stuff that's going on because people are going to say whatever they say. But at the end of the day, it's just a hashtag. No, not a hashtag. It's just an at name.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Yeah. Username.
It's just a username in the back of a computer and probably like in a dark room writing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like when I click on them, it's usually like someone that has no posts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Follows three people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even in it. Yeah. I'm not even those, like, it's those type of people. And I'm just like, why am I going to get mad at this guy who's like antisocial?
Yeah.
Who probably got a page, you know, just
to troll. Yeah. Just to be a troll.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
We were just talking about this also with social media, how there's so much information and opinions to ingest. And like I just don't think we were created for that to be normal.
Right, ingest it in that capacity.
Yeah, it's just like constant scrolling and taking in opinions and information. And it's like, I think you recognizing that and being able to step away and realize that your mental health is more important and surrounding yourself with people who are not 100% involved in this world is really important and also very self-aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You also, you know, like I've met so many of, and this is something I've always done. I've met so many of people because social media, you know, influencers do talk a lot of shit mm-hmm. about each other. I've met many people who have talked really bad about me and they're always super nice in person. And I'm always super nice to them in person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like I've met so many people and I'm like, and the person one time, I don't know, I'm not gonna say who it is. Told me that he was like, hey, sorry about what I said 3 years ago. And I was like, honestly, it's fine. Look at me right now. I'm happy. Like, it's fine. And I'm like, thank you for apologizing. You know, like you don't have to, but yeah. I'm always going to be nice to you. Even if you're a bitch to me, I'm going to be nice to you because guess what? That's going to bother you even more. Make you feel like shit. You know, if I'm nice to you.
You interviewed, I think you hosted an event my girlfriend was at. I can't remember what it was for, but you were on the red carpet and she walked away. And that night she was like, you know, who was the kindest person to me tonight? And she said, it was you. Her name's, yeah. Yeah. She,
hey, you know, there's, you know how many people have said the worst of like, oh, she did this. She did that. She did it. I was like, well, okay. you know what I mean?
Well, also it's like, you're a human. Like maybe you have a bad day where you're not.
I always said that. I was like, I'm someone that has had so many bad days and I'm really bad at hiding it. So mm-hmm. if I'm mad and you want to say probably something, I'm just like I have like problems with like calming down. I feel like many people have that, you know?
Yeah.
If you're going through a bad day, a parent of yours, you know, something is in the hospital and something, the last thing you want to do is be positive in that moment, you know?
Yeah.
You can try your best, but you're not going to be your full self. In yeah. that moment, you know, yeah. you know what another person's going through right there. That's why I don't believe in judging the person at the first time that you meet them. I think after you meet them twice or three times, then you'll be like, oh, right. this person, you know. But if you meet them the first time and they don't and you don't like them, I personally give them another chance, you know, because I don't know what they're going through. And I guess what? We've all gone through really bad days. So you can't tell me you are always, always, always positive, you know, always.
No. Yeah. It's so true. And I, you know, I love TikTok, but one of the things about TikTok is it'll be like someone rating celebrities they met one time. And it's like, if they had a horrible experience, now this post has gone viral and everyone yeah. thinks they're a horrible person because maybe they were having a day that they didn't yeah. want to talk.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It happens a lot with celebrities.
I do love those TikToks though.
Grab them in the worst moment and that's who they are forever. You know?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
don't know what they're going
But again,
through.
I mean, I do have to say, like, I get it. Everybody has bad days and I understand that. But also, if you are that big of a celebrity and you're going out in the public,
you have to accept it.
You have to accept it. And you just need to be kind and just know that, like, your interactions with people are going to get out there. Like, that just, it yeah. is what it is.
Yeah. But I think some people's expectations, it's like, you can be kind, which is like, hi, it's so nice right. to meet you. And someone's like, she barely said anything. She barely talked to me. And it's like, that wasn't enough for them. So it's like, granted, when you're a celebrity, you do have to expect that you're held to a certain standard. But I do sometimes watch those things and think, oh, my God, they're one encounter.
One of the main problems I've always had is that I'm someone that has a lot of ADD. Mm-hmm. I'm distracted. You can say hi to me and I might not even hear you. And it looks bad.
Yeah.
And that's why I have actually now I have a team who tells me that girl just said hi to you. And I turn around And I say, how are you? I'm so sorry I ignored you. I have that type of team right now. I didn't back then.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're walking and someone's like, hey, Lele, and you're like somewhere else. And then I have Manuel, who's my PR. It's like, that person just said hi to you. And I'm just like, oh my God, how are you? I'm so sorry. You know,
yeah.
That's something I do struggle with. I'm so distracted in my mind. What's going on in that day that I'm thinking about that thing. I'm only focused on that thing.
Yeah.
And I can come off as someone that will not say hi to you, but thank God, I'm telling you, I have a team that sees that and is aware more than me. And that's important to have that support system that can actually help you in that moment. Now, if I see you and you tell me, hi, how are you? And I look away when I see you, you know, that's another thing. Don't do that. Don't do that. But I try really hard because when you're a celebrity, first of all, you should know that you're famous and, you know, and you have to be polite always because it's the truth. That's one thing. But at the same time, when there's so many people talking to you, you might talk to five and not the other five, right?
Right.
Right.
Because that's also important to know. You can't say hi to everybody. I wish I can be like hi to everybody, but you know, it's really impossible when you do have many, many people talking to you at the same time.
The ones I feel bad about though are the tipping ones when they like put people on like celebrities on blast for being like bad tippers.
Well, there's no excuse for that.
No, yeah. But also like, just because bad tippers, yeah. But I get like,
thank God I've never, that has never happened to me, tipping. I actually got in trouble because I don't know how much to tip them. And sometimes I asked them, how much do you usually get tipped? And I'll give you that, exactly. Like, do you want like 20%, like 30%, 50%? That's what you get? Because I'm really bad at that.
Standard is usually 20. I think you'll be good. You'll stay out of the like bad tipper.
TikToks, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you're like, doing 20. Yeah.
I'm always like, what do you want?
You're
so
like,
bad at tipping.
You're like, give me a number and I will
I'll
make that.
I'll give you that. 100. They give you 100. I'll give you 100. You know, I'm like that all the time.
You are in a committed relationship. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Are you like, because you were probably, I'm assuming, speculated. Your dating life was very public. Everyone wanted you with whoever you were posting videos with.
Yeah.
How did you meet your boyfriend?
We met in a music video that I was doing, and he came because his friend was doing it with me. And, you know, just like we met, we became really good friends. And then we did Se Te Nota, which was the song, and we clicked a lot. You know, we had always tension. There was something there. I was like, this guy and me, like, have something. And he's just, you know, I like him because he's so brutally honest and he doesn't tell me what I want to hear. Uh-huh. He tells me what I should hear. And it's so difficult to find people that don't want to please you because you're famous or anything, you know, they don't want to hurt your feelings. This guy hurts me. Like my feelings. He's like, you did this wrong. You did a mistake, you know? And that's what you need in life. Someone to be 100 completely honest with you.
Yeah. I think being able to hold each other accountable is a quality that is overlooked a lot of times.
Yes.
Because I think, especially in your position, you've probably dated people who were like, I'm not even going to correct her because I don't want,
I
don't want it then.
Many people didn't want to tell me the truth. Many people, you know, they were like, oh, she's this, she's that, she's famous. I don't want, you know, her to like, it doesn't matter. Honestly, that I respect so much people that are real because it's so hard to find. My God.
Yeah.
People that are 100% real.
I was going to say, I'm sure you've navigated so many people who are not real in this industry. So I'm sure you're very easily able to spot real genuine connection when you experience it, because you've probably had a lot of the opposite.
Yeah. I feel like when I meet a fan or when I meet a supporter that like kind of like not only takes a picture but stops to talk to me, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm just like, let's talk about something else, you know? Yeah. Like, let's not even talk about me. How was your life?
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, that's good to know. For people, if you see Lele, she's down for a conversation.
Yeah, I'm down to talk.
What are you working on right now? What's exciting? What's coming up? Where can people find you?
I'm working on, I just did Exposure, which was a YouTube series with Samsung. And I can't say anything about music, but there's something coming up that I've been working on. Like, it's a huge project for January. It's a really big project. It takes a long time.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's very exciting. Yeah.
So that, and then a Netflix series that I'm doing that I did in London, that's going to come out around September, I think. And then I just want to be happy with my boyfriend in Europe, doing something like that. I don't know. I want to go to Tomorrowland. I'm going to go to Tomorrowland.
That feels. Wait, where are you? Where do you live? Like, where are you Miami. Based? Oh, okay, okay, Miami. Yeah, Tomorrowland. Feel that could happen for you. feel like you can make that happen. Well, where can people find you on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube? Like, is everything under your name?
Yes, Lele Pons. Everything's just like.
Not nice. Way to secure the goods.
I feel like no one's named Lele Pons.
Yeah, but if you know, like, these cruel people will immediately just, like, snatch it, the name, yeah. So that you have to, like, buy it or something. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you don't have to deal with that.
I started so early that I stole it.
Yeah. You were the original stealer.
Yeah.
So the name. Yeah.
Well, we so appreciate you coming on and chatting with us
and taking the time.
I am a fan of you and love what you do. And I'm always rooting for you and hope that everything that you have moving forward is a success, which I feel very confident about.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That means a lot to me. We should talk more. Yes.
All right. Thanks, Lele.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.